The Amazon is not an obvious destination for jet-setting opera fans, but as it turns out, the Brazilian rainforest does have an opera house. It was featured in the 1982 movie Fitzcarraldo. It also has an annual opera festival. It is now in its sixth year, and the local boosters are hoping to turn their city into the next big thing for international opera buffs. NPR's Martin Costi reports from the Brazilian city of Manaus.
With more than 1.5 million people, Manaus is big enough to make you forget its jungle isolation. But the fact is, you can get there only by air, or more commonly, on board a riverboat like this one, captained by Hélio da Silva. If you're going to São Gabriel, Silva says, it'll take you 12 days. Tabatinga is 15 days away. The coast is 6 days. With distances like these, it becomes clear that this city is still little more than a dot in the middle of a gigantic green expanse. And if Manaus is an urban bubble, then the Amazon Opera House is a bubble within the bubble. As the Amazon State Philharmonic rehearses its next opera, there's no sign of the sweaty frontier town just outside. This intimate 19th century theater could just as well be in Vienna, with its red velvet seats, marble columns, and airborne cherubs. And in fact, most of it did come from Europe in 1896, when the nouveau riche rubber barons of Manaus imported the construction materials. But despite the sumptuousness, this theater never had a serious opera season of its own, until lately. This is The Condor, an opera written by the Brazilian composer Carlos Gomes in 1891. The productions in this opera festival, which also includes Don Giovanni and Wagner's Die Walküre, were commissioned exclusively for this opera house, a point of pride in the opera world. But festival director Monica Lopez says that doesn't mean the productions are homemade.
I have to have everything made in Rio and São Paulo. Nothing is made here, up here. I have to bring everything on by ship that gets 3 weeks on the water to arrive here.
Lopez also comes from Rio. In fact, all the soloists and directors have been imported from Rio, São Paulo, or Europe. In the tradition of the 19th century rubber barons, the state government here has spent a couple of $1 million bringing people in. Lopez says her 3-month stint hasn't been easy.
Manaus is not a nice city. It's very, very hot. It's very humid. We have storms almost every single day.
The humidity is a constant threat to the instruments, which are carefully bundled from air-conditioned cars to air-conditioned theater, where the temperature is always Antarctic. But this same cold air threatens to dry out the singers' throats. London-based José Galiza says he's constantly worried about his voice. Nonetheless, he says the Amazon engagement has been worth it.
It's something more special, no, because it's more delicate, you know. It's a very, very, very nice opportunity to sing here and in the middle of, you know, the rainforest.
But Bruno Berger-Gorski, a German wearing narrow glasses who was brought in to direct the Condor, does not find this festival all that exotic.
Everybody arrives by airport, you go by taxi to the Four Stars Hotel, then you come to the Opera House. So, I mean, we had this opening Coca-Cola concert sponsored by people from Rio who never... They only go to opera to sponsor something or to drink a Coca-Cola.
But the moment you step outside the refrigerated theater and your glasses fog up in the tropical humidity, you realize that this is not the same as everywhere else. In a nearby restaurant, for example, they serve fillets from the pirarucu, the world's biggest freshwater fish. It's so big, its scales are often sold as shoehorns. Over a plate of fish, retired literature professor Luiz Francelino da Silva says most locals have always regarded the opera house as a welcome misfit.
It was like as if you had made a clip, a cut, you know, in the Windows program. Cut and paste. They cut and pasted a piece of Europe in Manaus.
Silva says the caboclos, the descendants of blacks and Indians like him, don't mind the opera, but they rarely go. And in fact, on opera night, the audience is mainly white and well-dressed, the local elite and a handful of foreign tourists. Tonight's Don Giovanni is sold out, and two elderly matrons clink champagne glasses to celebrate. This opera festival is very important for us here in the Amazon jungle, says Neide Fonseca. We Amazonians haven't had this kind of culture since the golden age of rubber. During the finale of Don Giovanni, the European illusion is almost perfect. But then the painted ceiling develops a leak, the result of another tropical downpour, and the dripping reminds the audience that outside, for hundreds of miles in every direction, the biggest opera stars are still frogs. Martin Costi, NPR News, Manaus, Brazil.